Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
I was born ready. There's a lot of shit that's been going on.
So much shit that's been going on.
Yeah. Trudeau is trying to arrest us, Poseidon. You saw that?
Yeah, I saw. I see you boys in the gulag.
I will give him credit for one thing. Their strategy of how they're getting people to adopt the new measures for hate speech and all that is very smart because they're not... They changed. Now they're calling it the hate speech. They were calling it something else to protect children. So all they're talking about is we're going to crack down on kiddie porn and all that online. And people, obviously, who's going to be against that?
Of course.
They're everyone's, like, oh, all right.
Stand behind that.
And then you start reading more into it. And it's like, yeah, that's one aspect, which you could have just separated and done that. Then the rest of it is stuff that we don't like. What we deem is hate speech, which is vague. Which is vague on what hate speech. You could be like, I hate the prime minister. It's like, that's fucking hateful and dangerous.
For sure.
It's very smart how they're bringing it in to trick people to be like, I want to protect children. And then after you're like, wait, no, what do you mean? I can't say retard anymore. I'm going to $20,000 fine for saying retard. Like, it's going to be
but
nuts.
So when is the next election?
It's whenever he decides, but max 2025.
Okay, max 2025.
Hopefully he resigns soon.
I don't think that's going to happen. Unless, like, I don't know.
I mean, people hate him.
It would be funny if, like, you know, this whole thing was to, like, protect children and everything. But then you say, like, fuck pedophiles online, and then you get put in prison for hate speech.
Yeah, but that's the kind of thing that's going to happen.
It's true. Pedophiles are people, too. You can't be hating on them. Like, that would be crazy.
There's a congresswoman who was saying that yesterday, and people on the internet were losing their mind. She was on a Zoom saying pedophilia is not bad. It's not. Yes, she was saying that. She's like, it's a sexual orientation, shit like Jesus that. And people Christ. Are like, guys, this, you've, all the jokes, memes we used to make about you people, about the slippery slope. This is it. You said it wasn't a slippery slope. It is. We slippery sloped right into this.
But so at what point do we start our own country?
I don't know. Soon.
You know, we're going to need to move if all this shit does actually go through. You know, we can't stay in Canada and just rot. Where are we going to go, bro?
Texas.
Well, yeah.
Texas or Florida.
Texas or Florida. That's fair, I guess. I'm down. I'm coming.
We need to go see... the Emperor of the South, Joe Rogan.
Yeah. I'll go live in Borges' car with him in Texas. You can't, but we'll live in a car.
No, we got to do is we have to expand the empire.
Get a house altogether.
And go over there.
Honestly, if it's warm all the time, I could live on a bench.
Yeah, but can your girlfriend?
You couldn't live on a bench.
Hold on, can your girlfriend? Yeah, no. And you can't live on a bench.
Yeah, you
can't live
bench on a
bench. The bench can't live with you on it.
You won't need to fucking engrave your name because your body print will just be there.
Yeah. You disgust me. So Roast Battle Friday.
So excited. Roast Battle Montreal is official. It's home at the Third Floor Comedy Club. And we are the new chapter in the Roast Battle League. This is pretty fucking official. I'm very excited. We better win, though. That's the thing. Is we have from March 1st until, I think, maybe November 1st or November 30th. It's either beginning or end of November.
To win?
Every week, we submit our battles.
Okay.
If our battles are good battles, it doesn't matter who wins the battle.
Okay.
What matters is it's a good battle back and forth. We get points. Those points are accumulated over the entire season. Top four cities move on to the finals. And then we send our best roasters. So we pick, you know, whoever's the champion roaster at that time will go and compete in the finals for the championship.
I love it. I might have to start coming out of retirement and roasting people so hard from the judges bench. We'll see. I'll see how I feel.
Well,
here's what I'll do. I'll test it out on Friday. I'll say some mean stuff as a judge and see how people take it.
Of course.
If people get sad or mad, I won't do it. If they can take the hits, then...
No, fuck that. They can take the hits. You can go toe-to-toe with some people. Go against some real hitters, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Then they won't be real hitters anymore.
Whoa.
bro, you can't go after the GOAT, bro.
Listen.
I will destroy.
Hey, technically right now, Jason Houle is the champion.
You see, I can't attack him.
That,
I like him. I can't.
I feel
I don't
like
want to be mean to him.
Scared to lose.
No, I don't care losing. I could find fun.
He loses to you. Who cares? But you lose to him. That's a big loss.
How's that a big loss? So much fun. If I lose to him, that means that he said some funny shit.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no,
we gotta do this.
But I have to be very mean is the problem. It's very hard for me to do that. Like without, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like someone that I like.
You're like Conor McGregor right now. You're taking steroids in the off season for roasting.
Like, cause I got, yeah, it's almost like that. Cause I got good roast. Like I could roast the fuck out of it. But
I believe you. I know
but
you could.
Then I don't want it to sit in your mind like, oh, does.
No, that's not how it works. No, I say terrible shit. I've done Boom.
You might pull me out of retirement. I might do because I'm getting motivated.
Boom will come up to me once a month and remind me of some of the shit I said to him at one of the roasts, and he's like, "Man, I still think about it."
I want you to come out of retirement because I want to see somebody else get abused
like me.
Bro, sometimes Boom, I feel bad. I'm not even roasting him. I just mean to him for no reason. Like last time, I was talking to Michelle, and we had a heated debate in the back of the club. I don't know if you remember this.
Do remember that.
And Boom Boom shows up, bro. He was literally just doing that. He was just like, "Hey, what's up, guys?" And I turn around and go, "I fucking think he's a fucking talk. Get the fuck out of here." And he's like, "Yeah, cool. Whatever. That's cool, you know?" And then he goes, and then I'm like, "Oh my God, why did I just yell at him? He did nothing wrong." The guy literally said hello, and I'm fucking berating him because I'm in the middle of this. Like, "Can't you fucking say, get the fuck out? Come fuck out."
No, but that's literally his experience at third floor. Every time he walks in the back green room, I start yelling at him. Like, "What are you doing here?" Unless he has candy for me. If he has candy,
he's either going to kill himself or he's going to kill one of us.
Oh, well, I think I could talk about this. He told me, I don't know, he got a role recently for a guy who killed his girlfriend.
Believable.
Yes, apparently they watched the FBI footage of the interview with the guy, and it's exactly Boom Boom. Sam Adamo explained it to me. He goes, the guy has like a little bit of a stutter. He's a little squirmy. Like, that's Boom Boom, bro. And then we asked everyone in the room, we go, okay, if you had to kill your girlfriend, you had to, you have no choice. It's a hypothetical situation.
Okay.
How would you do it?
My girlfriend or my wife?
Wife for you.
Okay. I'll kill my girlfriend instead. I'll keep the wife.
Well, how? How would you kill your girlfriend? How would you kill your wife?
I wouldn't kill my wife, but girlfriend.
No, you have to.
No, I have to kill my girlfriend because my wife's going to find out. No, for real?
Yeah, for real. How would you?
What do you mean? Like, what's the question? Like, I'm trying to make her suffer or I'm trying to get away with it? Like, what's the question? What's the base of the question?
Getting away with it is good, too. That's a good factor.
Because what's the base of the question? Like, you have to kill your wife. For what reason? Just because I told you. Like,
look, if your answer is I'm going to cut her 100 times until she bleeds out, that's a
crazy
answer.
No, because if you're telling me how would you kill your wife if you don't want to get found out, or how would you, like, you have to kill your wife because I'm telling you to, you know, like, what's the reason?
Yeah. Like, is it like a Sopranos-esque type of situation with Christopher and what's her face there? Adriana, when she snitched.
By the way, did you see what she wrote?
I don't think it needs to be that deep.
She went on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
She said she got rid of her mortgage debt in 15 minutes.
Wow.
No way.
Well, I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
She's
we grew
like
up with
an iconic, hot character.
Yeah.
Borge is watching now, and he was like, "Oh my God, dude." But basically, okay, to get away with it.
Yeah.
And you have to. For whatever reason, you have to. The entire world will explode if you don't. Like, it's whatever. Like, I don't know what situation makes sense hypothetically, but like.
Oh, so if the whole world's going to explode, which is fucking crazy. I don't know. I don't want her to suffer unless she's a bad person. I don't know. Sleeping pills or some shit.
I don't know. That's crush it up and put it in a drink or
I
something.
I guess so that like they don't suffer and then the whole world is saved, I guess.
That's the best answer. The best answer I heard was get fentanyl, put it in a spray bottle, walk by them on the street, spray it in their face and keep walking.
But like, you know them. It's your girlfriend or wife.
Yeah. No, that's crazy.
I guess if you have to. But now if you're talking about just committing a murder that you got to get away with, I don't know. You got to put thought into that. To get away with a murder?
To get away, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is what I know about getting away with murder. It has to be done randomly to someone that you have no connection to. You have to do it instinctually. You can't plan ahead.
Okay.
You just have to plan your getaway properly. Because apparently most murders, you could find, like, there's a ring of people associated to you. If it's a random kill, like a legit random killing, it's almost impossible to figure it out who it is unless
that's
you left
evidence.
That's
why it's hard to find, like, serial killers and shit, because it's always, like, random. Well, a lot of the time, it's random people.
Speaking of serial killers, your friend, Brendan Schaub.
Close personal friend.
Did you see what Brendan did?
Flipping his car.
Yeah.
Bro, did you
watch it?
No way.
Please go to my Twitter. I tweeted it yesterday. You're going to love it. Yeah, or go crazy. Anywhere. Just type it in Google. Brendan Schaub truck. You're gonna. This is such a Poseidon moment.
It's insane. Yeah, this is literally. Yeah, this is a Poseidon moment.
There's a video of it right there. Former UFC star on the bottom. Wow. I love that There's a video of him in the car. He goes to the shirtless one where he's lifting his hand.
It's a TRX. God damn.
I couldn't tell if it was real. It was such a crazy video. Like, why is he filming himself? You know what I mean?
Because he thought he was doing a donut, apparently. He was doing donuts.
Oh, that's how he flipped this car.
But look at how he does it. It shows, I don't think he knows, like, how to drive.
You think it's a publicity stunt?
What's the publicity he's getting? I'm as good at driving as I am stand-up.
I mean, it's just, yeah, like, all the headlines were former UFC fighter turned professional comedian.
Oh, now he's trying to make fun of it.
Yeah, that's it. Like,
I want to see the original.
He could have been with it. Okay, so they're literally doing, like, yeah.
Oh, there. Rewind a bit. Yeah, he's driving. He's in the desert. Oh, it's a nice truck, too.
It's a TRX, bro. You, this truck is insane, by the way.
And not anymore.
I guess it's not very good at donuts, though.
Just show the footage. This is all we want to see. Look.
You fool.
I think the side airbag, bro, knocked him out.
Pretty fucking quick getting out of there.
The computer is the cherry on top, bro. look at him. He's buzzing, bro. Nah, bro.
That's why I think it's fake, because he reacts so fucking
quickly. Well, no, fake. You could see that it happened.
No. He's panicking.
But it's more like it's like a stunt, you know?
No. There's actual panic.
Yeah, you could tell that there's terror in his face.
Yeah. No. He's actually terrified.
But I'm look, part of me is happy that he's making fun of it. Like, he's not like, oh, you know, he's making fun.
It's all fun and games, and we had some fun with it. Here's the thing. Thank God I didn't get seriously hurt. Got a concussion. Yeah. Don't suck.
Thank God he didn't get seriously hurt. He's lucky. But you know how...
Just made my CTE worse.
Yeah.
His mustache looks painted on.
Yeah, his facial is weird today. I don't know what's going on there. What sucks is that, cause I think he announced that he's quitting stand-up.
Okay.
So what sucks is he's not a good podcaster. he's not a good... He's like, guys, I might not be good at podcasting. I'm not good at stand-up. Wait till you see how good I am at driving a... Oh!
Poseidon, can you go to TikTok and look up Pacers, Indiana Pacers?
Ooh, what the Pacers do?
This is hilarious. I saw this last night and I was like, I gotta show the boys this. This is kind of crazy. So they had a national anthem singer.
Nice.
And pretty sure like 2 days ago.
Okay.
Electric.
Nice. I love.
So just go to the actual, click on Pacers just to get the actual video. And then, yeah, it's the first one.
Oh, it's a kid. It's a bit excessive.
Like, she's a legend for committing to this, but, like, bro, 30,000 people or whatever, 20,000 people standing with their hands on their hearts to this. What has our world come to?
I feel like I could do a better job.
You could. I know you could.
Poor child.
She flip-flops around in, like, pitch and it's crazy.
Bombs bursting.
Bro, electric.
USA! 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 What is that, the electric chair?
Chair of honor.
That of land was
still there.
It's just like, who is this girl? How did she get to do this? You know, how did this get set up?
Bro, can I sing the national anthem?
Yeah, I think you can. But the way she's dressed is amazing too.
Too, yep. The real American.
All right, Poseidon, that's enough, little girl. Thank you.
God,
Poseidon's like, there's never enough.
It's just like at a certain point, like, why do we just like, you know what I mean? Like, isn't the national anthem like
supposed to be respected?
Yeah. Let's get this fucking kid to do it. I should have done a little bit more research on the backstory and tried to figure out who the kid is, but doesn't really matter.
Can I say something? Yeah. We're just going to go touch on it quick because everybody already talked about it, but shout out, congrats to Shane Gillis.
Fuck yeah, incredible. Coming back.
I feel two things. Number one, he exposed how unfunny SNL is.
Okay.
Because he was by far the funniest person and he was just there to host.
Sure.
His monologue was funnier than most of the shit they did without him.
Yeah.
There's one thing that really bothered me though. People online were like, he said gay and retard in the opening, and they were offended, right? But you know what they weren't offended by? the musical guest 21 Savage talking about murder and saying murder and shooting people in the head. People are like, that's fucking fine. This is fine to murder people, but you can't say gay on TV.
It really is crazy that nobody goes after. Well, nobody goes after like rappers at like.
And I don't want them to go after the rap. Hard. I don't want them to go after them. What I'm saying is this weird triple double standard of you could make fun of this, you can't make fun of that. You could talk about this, or you can't, but he could talk about the same thing because of the color of his skin, or because of his height, or because like this convoluted nonsense.
Well, it's literally the Dave Chappelle joke.
Yes.
DaBaby.
Yeah.
That DaBaby said some shit about gay people, got canceled, but he killed a man in a mall and he was all good. Like, it's just, it's what, where the line is, it doesn't make sense.
Because people are fucking retarded. Poseidon? You all right?
Yeah.
That was a weird.
He's not, bro. He came in bad today. I saw him when he came in. He was not okay. I asked him if he was okay right away, and he was like, I'm tired. I don't know. I eat good. I sleep good. I was like,
hold on a second. Hold on a second. None of those are both not true. Poseidon, did you eat today yet?
Yes.
What did you eat?
Two gyros all dressed.
Two gyros all dressed.
Yeah.
How is that good?
What's wrong with that?
Are you joking?
You could have got one.
There's a bit of everything.
What is there's a bit of everything wrong?
No, bro. There's
everything
meat.
You hold on.
No, there's meat, veggies.
Forget the meat.
You got your
the
dairy
sauce
with
that you ate, the carbs that you ate, the tzatziki, the sugar. Bro, you literally, it's fast food, right? It's burgers.
I did find it kind of sweet, actually.
It's Greek burgers. You just ate two burgers, basically. You ate two Greek burgers. It's Greek fast food. You have to talk to Greeksters in Greece. They know this. They always get mad when tourists treat souvlaki or gyro pita like it's a responsible meal. They're like, bro, what are you guys doing?
It's just meat.
No, it's not just meat.
No, but the souvlaki, okay. Souvlaki
You're just considering the meat. You're not considering anything around it.
That's it. You're not just eating
You're not just eating meat.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Sorry. It doesn't cancel out the rest of it.
Let's say the souvlaki sticks.
Yeah.
If you eat just souvlaki
sticks. If you just eat just a stick just and it's good meat, then it's fine. It's just meat.
Yeah.
But normally, I mean, you never do that. You get your fries. You get your tzatziki.
I didn't
you get all
fries
that.
And
so what did you get?
And rice. Just the pita sandwiches.
Do you have a drink?
No, just water.
Okay.
That's a drink.
No, he knew what I meant, though. I was fishing for like a Coke or something.
No, he doesn't drink Coke anymore.
I rare Coke Zero, rare.
Oh, Coke Zero, rare. Electric, bro. I got Coke Zero at the house. Or I told Boris, I go have whatever you want because he doesn't like it, but he loves them.
But I'll usually have just with like a drink, like alcohol drink, or like rare, like once every 4 or 5 months, I'll have a small bottle of Coke Zero or Diet Pepsi, rare.
Now I gotta get in fucking shape.
You still work out?
I had stopped, but now I have to start because I have that thing that I'm gonna do. And I'm going to be around people that are in shape. So I don't want to look on stage.
Yeah.
I don't want to look because you're going to tell.
Is it locked in? You're doing that?
I'm signing the contract today. Yeah.
Okay, sick. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's locked in. It's just that I don't want to be, you know what I'm saying? Because right now I'm a fat guy, but it's cool because I'm in comedy. Everyone's kind of fat. The women, the men, like everyone's out of shape. So I look normal. But if I'm with people with abs.
Sure.
I'm just going to look like a fat woman.
I get you.
You're not fat now. How much do you weigh?
I'm fat now. I'm 220, 218.
No, that's not fat, bro.
It's not the weight, bro. I'm 6'2", bro. I should be at around 200, and I got to get rid of this gut. So now I have to fucking really focus because I don't want to look like a slob.
Borge and I got home the other night. I was hammered, and Borge and I are talking, and he's saying that he's complaining that he hasn't used the gym. And he goes, and I go, you know what? Every time you want to gamble, because he's trying to like not gamble now and he wants to gamble.
I didn't even know he was a degenerate gambler. Did you know this?
Not even.
It happened. It was really like 3 weeks. He became a degenerate gambler.
What? Poseidon.
Smoker and quit.
God damn.
Never.
Do I have to go break him now?
No, maybe, but I never would have guessed.
Hey, listen, he made money and quit, so we're fine.
Oh.
So he's we made money. He lost some of the money that he made and then was like, this is degenerate, and then he quit.
Online gambling?
Online and casino. He went. He did a day where he
went to the casino.
He gambled online, lost. Went to the casino, lost. Gambled online, lost.
Oh, my God.
That was his final day.
Hold on,
he was
but
like,
he made
quit.
Money, you said.
What does he play?
Yeah, a bit of everything.
How much did he make?
Listen,
it's none
let's
of
not
your
get
business,
into the
though.
Financials.
Oh,
here.
Yeah, you're right.
You'll
you're
tell
right.
us later. Sorry.
But,
off the record. But I'm sure he made a cool $20.
I told him, you know what? Every time you want to gamble, just go to the gym. It's a good way to like change that urge into a good thing. And he goes, I want to gamble right now. Now it's 3 a.m. I'm hammered. So I go to the gym now. And he goes, will you come with me? So at 3 a.m, hammered, we go to the gym.
What gym?
Bad idea. In our building. We have a gym in our building.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
And we worked out at 3 a.m. while I was drunk. Wasn't really a good workout. I hit the bike.
No, eh?
Well, whatever. It's better than nothing. Get the blood pumping. You know what I mean?
I got to get on the bicycle soon because I'm developing like knocking knees. You know what knocking knees is?
Sounds like a type of Asian.
I got to get on a bicycle, bro, because I've been knocking the feet back of these Asians. Just knocking heels, knocking heels together, bro. Clickety clack, clackety click.
No, no, it's when your knees.
I got
knees,
a huge black.
Knocking knees is when your knees go inwards.
It could happen to anyone.
Yeah, but I got to start doing the.
What happens often?
No. Like when I stand now, my knees kind
of
go inwards.
Because of the weight?
Just with the weight, injuries, everything. You put everything
but
together.
But the weight is pushing it.
Exactly.
That's what it is. That's because the way he's describing it, I'm just thinking gravity.
Why are you laughing?
I know, but it'd be like, he goes, yeah, my knees are going inwards because you're fat, right?
No. It's because if he loses the weight, even though his knees are weak, if yes, he loses I, the weight, I, they're going to be able to handle that. The problem is because of all the injuries, they're weak, and then you add weight on top, so they fall. Exactly. That's what he's describing.
I know.
So now I got to start doing exercises.
You got to diet to lose the weight, too.
Oh, no, I got
to
lose the weight. Yeah, exactly, but I got to start doing exercises.
Diet
is
80%.
Yeah, dude, that's what I noticed with myself. You noticed it, too, when you did the eggs and when you lost the weight at one point.
Yeah, I lost 45 pounds.
For anyone listening, it seems impossible, but I lost over 100 pounds. I'm telling you, it's just you don't notice it in the beginning. But if you do something, it's like anything you do today, if you continue, you're going to notice the results like a month later of what you did. But they're going to come. You just have to be consistent.
Yeah.
And then after 2 months, you start noticing. And then you get motivated. But I'm telling you, it works. You just have to, if you could cut carbs and sugar, just
that. You know
that.
What? Fuck it. Right here, right now, yeah. I'm saying it. The month of March, I'm going to lose 15 pounds.
Okay, don't do that.
Why?
Don't do that. They say that online. Like all that. Don't forget, these are stupid things because the problem is, what if you lose 10? It's amazing.
Then
you did
good.
Well.
Awesome.
No. Then you're going to be like, I don't know that. You start negative. Don't set a goal. The goal
but
is.
Yeah, I wanted to make the goal more than 15.
No.
15 is realistic.
No, but you know what's realistic?
5.
You change your. No, bro.
You want to slim down. No,
you change your style. You change your lifestyle. You change what you're going to eat all the time.
But I don't want to.
No, but you have to lose weight.
I want to be a slob.
So what
no,
you
no, 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 no.
I want to do a
this is this is
a
trick.
Hard,
I'll tell
bro.
You what the trick is. The trick is.
Get an extra inch on my dick, you know?
You're going to get 2 inches. This is the trick. The trick is. You change the way you eat. You change the way you exercise. You go, I'm committed to this lifestyle, let's say, right?
Okay.
And then you just, as hard as you can, you do it. And then whatever the weight is, that's the max.
I did it,
and you're going to lose a lot.
I know, but I did it, and I got depressed. I didn't like it.
You got depressed? Yeah. Eating healthy made you depressed?
Eating healthy and working out, it made me depressed.
Go fuck yourself, bro.
That's weird.
Go fuck yourself.
It was really just like,
go
it was
fuck
bleak,
yourself.
Bro. I was like, oh.
Nah.
I was like, looking at the path of my life.
You weren't
like,
doing it right,
bro.
Oh, I'm going to be healthy? This is disgusting.
You know how shitty it feels to not be able to like go to an all-you-can-eat buffet and break them? You know what I mean? I like the skill set that I have.
Let me ask you a fucking question. How often do you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet?
Yeah, how often are you eating cum?
Twice a year, at least.
That's just filled with jizz.
Every time I drink tap water.
How's that filled with jizz?
We've already been through this. We've looked at stuff together on the podcast. Yeah. They're disgusting. Dude, Homer, ask Homer. He used to work at, when he was in high school, at Vichy's.
Okay.
The what's the one there next to the car place, next to my car place? It used to be, or whatever it was, that, but on Côte Vertu.
Oh, yeah.
That one? He used to work there with a bunch of his friends. Bro, all the soups, everything that there's there, the meats, all that. Spit, people jerked off in it, all that. It was all bad.
No.
Yeah, never go to all
so
you can eat.
I do have to say it's better now because there's cameras everywhere now.
I honestly didn't even know they still existed because I haven't seen one in forever.
Dude, you're telling me as a
Korean
child,
barbecue.
As a child, I ate another grown man's semen.
Oh, that even when you weren't at the buffet.
What? It's like he asks as a child because he knows as an adult he definitely has.
Yeah. He's like, look.
Straight from the tap.
I haven't been to a buffet in like 15 years.
Yeah. I mean, too. I thought they didn't exist anymore because I don't see them.
The number one is all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue. It is number one type of buffet, which
I like
you
Koreans.
Would love as well.
I really have to go to
my favorite
to the washroom,
I like
by the way.
My favorite, what?
I really have to go to the washroom.
Go. Just leave
like,
us on double.
I feel like it's a fart, but it might actually be like a...
You can shit your pants.
Yeah.
Go.
Nice.
I like, my favorite Asians are the Japanese.
Okay.
Because I like Japan. I like video games. I like samurais.
Okay.
I like their culture, their honor culture. There's some of my favorite. It's one of my favorite cultures on the planet. Actually,
that's really
honest.
The difference. Is that like I like Koreans that they're a little bit degenerate.
They are. They're
love
both degenerate.
The degeneracy.
What I like about the Japanese is they're degenerate, but it's compartmentalized.
Yes.
So what I like is that they're efficient. And then they're like, you know what? We're gonna be efficient 9 to 5, and then I'm gonna be a drunk, degenerate, banging whores. But then I'm right back to work.
Yeah. They're,
So I like that. But the Koreans, they go all out.
They go all out, and I love it, dude. Like a Korean, like degenerate, just fucking getting drunk all day and smoking and eating debonair food, bro. Just 7-Eleven, living on those fucking microwavables. Like, it's electric. I love
it. Internet cafes.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's just, yeah. There's something about the Korean culture that, like, I get. They get me.
It's the Japanese. Every time I watch sense. All Japanese shows.
Yeah.
I've been watching Tokyo Vice season 2 right now. I really love Tokyo Vice. And I'm planning. I will go at some point to Japan. The debate now is, do I go on vacation, no objective? Or the people that have been asking to book me for shows, I go and do some small shows
in
Japan.
You go and you work, yeah.
So I'm thinking, either way, whatever gets me there.
Low-key?
Mm-hmm.
Japan has a team in the Rose Battle League.
No, I know. And I know the guy. I met the guy. He came here.
Oh, you know the Rose Battle Japan guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we know that. Yeah, we ate at the Bordel together.
Okay, sick.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have a gateway to get to Japan. It's when am I going to do it? But I will, I promise you, I will end up going to Japan.
Oh, why
at some
don't
point.
You want to go to Iceland? I, for anyone who doesn't know, I tried to get Pantelis to go to Iceland with me. I was like, what if we set up gigs in Iceland? And
I said, what did I say? Whatever. Did I say no?
No, no, you
I
didn't
said
say no, but
as
you
long as
like,
it's worth it, as long as it pays well, I'll
for
go.
For sure. Yeah.
But why the fuck would I go to Iceland
that's it,
unpaid?
Exactly. No,
it's
not
Iceland.
Unpaid. I was like, if we get paid. Anyways, it was more just I felt like you were like, it's not a place I want to go, but if they pay me enough, I will go.
That's exactly what I told you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
what's
no.
wrong with that?
I don't know. It's an amazing place.
Yeah, it's if they give me 10 G's to go do a show there,
yeah.
I'll do it.
Sure.
But I'm not going to go there to make $300 and then I have to be with these Borgenschleugen people. No.
That's what it is. I think you like the Borgenschleugens.
I don't think so.
Bro, they're electric. And just breathing the air there.
I
electric.
Frown upon their lifestyle.
I love it.
I don't like it.
Bro, what they fucking went through, bro.
What?
Just being the poorest country in Europe, okay? Or one of the
that's
poorest countries. One of the poorest
that is a
countries
lie.
In Europe. Why?
Because Europe has Croatia, Portugal,
no, but this is, we're talking way back in the day.
Albania.
No, way back in the day before they had, bro, because you can't grow anything there. There were really no animals. The only thing that they really had was like fishing. And what they would need to do was like fish in the summer and then like bury it and ferment it in the ground. And like that's what they would eat through the winter. It was horrible. But then now they tapped into their geothermal energy and they're one of the richest countries in Europe.
Okay, so you're just making stuff up as
no.
you speak. First of all, what is geothermal energy?
So they have volcanoes there.
Okay, another lie. Volcanoes, myth.
I saw them.
In cartoons.
One. I saw one explode.
You saw one explode.
Yeah, I know. I didn't see it explode, but I saw
there
volcanoes.
There you go, bro.
I'm
telling
volcanoes.
You. Conspiracy.
I know. I've seen, I have friends that have seen them explode.
And they live to tell the tale.
Yeah. He was in a car driving and he was filming it.
That's insane.
So they have these volcanoes, and the volcanoes, there's a lot of pressure underground, and like water underground, it's like fucking crazy pressure, and it's boiling and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they tap into it, and the entire country of Iceland is 100% green energy because they have the geothermal, and then they sell their extra energy, and they're actually making money off of it. They're killing it.
Okay. Okay, we'll see.
You don't believe me?
No, no, I don't care. I never thought of going to Iceland. I don't give a fuck about Iceland.
Bro, it's electric. It's electric. It is.
Bro, it's
my
the only
place
you've
ever
been to.
No, I've been many places.
Where have you been off this continent?
I've been to Jamaica, Mexico, Cayman Islands, Italy.
Mexico is
France.
On this continent.
Fine, you're right.
Jamaica's basically on that. Yeah. But whatever, where have you been in Europe?
Paris, Italy, a few places in Italy.
Italy's nice.
Italy's amazing.
You think Iceland is nicer than Italy?
I think yes. I think that, look, if you told me you have to pick one to ever go to again, obviously Italy, because, okay. You know, home, family, everything. But if you're like,
food.
Which one do you want to go to right now? Iceland.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. Iceland, it's incredible, dude. I'm telling you.
I don't believe it. I feel like these are lies.
And then even their water, the tap water there is volcanic rock filtered water. The tap water is better than our bottled water. It's insane.
I wouldn't talk shit about the bottled water you have here because you have Esca bottled water here from Val d'Or, Quebec. The best water. So I wouldn't talk that much shit.
Esca's really from Val d'Or?
Yeah.
That's funny. I didn't know that.
Wait. And soon when I have my own brand of bubbly water,
then that's
going to
be
Quebec,
number one water.
That's going to be number one water, bro.
We're going to get fucking it on tap at third floor. We're going to have Pantelier on tap.
I don't know what we're going to call it yet. Don't release the name.
Okay, I'm sorry. But scrap it. But no, what else about Iceland? The people, everyone there is beautiful. The food was really good too.
Don't lie, bro. You just started this by saying they have no good food.
No, but now they're rich, fish. Bro. They import everything, bro.
It's not their cuisine.
Rich. No, but they cook it.
What do they cook?
A bit of everything, bro.
They would you eat pizza? You're like, they're so innovative, bro. Volcanic pizza.
There was this one place, it was like the food hall, and it was like you'd go, and there was like many, many restaurants, and it was just good, bro. I don't know what to tell
you. They feel like gay Vikings. They feel like Viking light.
They are, because they're the Vikings who were like, we don't want to rape anymore. And everyone
was
like,
that it?
Are you guys gay? And they were like, we're going to live in Iceland. And they just lived like trash, bro.
Oh, is that really what happened?
Yeah. They just wanted to own land and stop like raping and pillaging. And
oh, now I'm starting to like them. They put an end to their raping ways.
It is like, and they lived in literal mud huts. Like that's what their houses were. It was mud and sticks. And they would have to like rebuild it every 50 years or some shit. It was horrible. Like living in Iceland was not good, but they were free. There were little to no rapes. I can't say no. I'm
no, wrong on lie.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Exactly. But it wasn't the culture. It was not okay.
It was frowned upon.
Yes.
Okay.
Heavily frowned upon. Okay. And apparently, like, this is a gross part too. They couldn't like wash their clothes or anything. I know that's many places, but especially.
I mean,
there,
they couldn't. Like, they weren't allowed.
Like, it just wasn't like they weren't able to really. So
you're always able to wash your clothes.
Though. I don't know, man. What the story? But like, they would.
They just refused to.
They would wear their shit one way for 6 months and then flip it and wear it the other way for 6 months.
That's nasty.
Why is there shit on your pants? Oh, I flipped it over.
That's from last October. I'm sorry.
That's old shit, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you always bringing up old news?
Yo, speaking of shit on your pants, yesterday I had a situation.
Did you just shit your pants?
No, no, no.
You were gone for a while.
You, no, no. Did you shit?
No, no, no. It was a false alarm. It was just a fart.
But you had to wipe your ass. That was a long fart, time for a fart, bro.
Because I stood there, you know, making sure, like.
You really stood?
No, no, I sat there. Sorry, I sat there.
So you went on the bowl just in case?
Yeah,
did you
just
pee?
In case. And I peed and I'm waiting to maybe I'm going to shit. I'm like, I finally.
You have foreskin.
Finally, I never shat. Yeah, I do.
Did you clean your foreskin?
What do you mean?
Like after you peed?
Yes.
No. That's a no. That's a no.
I love that there's video evidence of what Poseidon ate.
And the fries, he got fries.
No, those aren't mine.
What about the fried calamari? Did you have some?
I had like seven
bro,
pieces.
Bro, if there's no video evidence, a lie. He's the best.
Crazy,
the bro, you need this guy. You need to follow him with a camera, or else he'll lie about anything. He's liable to tell people, where do you live? Jamaica. He's amazing.
Oh my god,
you're
man.
A cartoon.
And you had zero fries?
Zero fries. I'm not a fry guy. I don't like fries.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a fried calamari guy.
I actually don't like fries. And every time people look at me, every time I tell people, they look at me in confusion. They're like, really?
Because like you look like you like
fries.
Everything around fries.
Yeah.
You look like you like fries, guys, buys.
What about onion rings? Are you an onion ring
I
guy?
I love onion rings.
Okay.
But only, anything only, fried, he'll eat.
Only with ketchup.
Fries.
Only with
no,
ketchup.
He'll eat fries. It's just he's not going to go out of his way to get the fries.
Okay, that's
it's
right.
Not his favorite.
Bro, try onion rings with honey. Electric.
Really?
Electric.
Can you stop saying electric?
No, fuck
I don't
off.
Know, it's weird, man.
Why?
I don't know. It's weird. It sounds like an old man trying to be cool.
Can you stop lying about what you eat? You yeah. fucking slob.
Yeah, bro.
I said I ate two gyros.
Yeah, but then you omitted you omitted everything around the two gyros.
No, 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 but
I bet he had a dessert too.
No, I didn't.
Cuz that would be like you being like I never raped a woman. Yeah, I raped six guys. But that's not what you asked. That's not what you asked. Be more specific.
Yo, so yesterday I had a situation at home. That's why I was.
That was a good way to. That's a good way to tell a story. Like I have a bit about this on stage, about the random shooting.
Yeah.
Like that's how he tells stories. Yeah. Like I was randomly shot and then just stops. Like all right, but go on.
So yesterday I'm. That's why I went to the bathroom today is because I thought I was gonna, you know. I thought I was going to...
Hold on. Poseidon. Yeah. You just pulled a Guido.
Yeah.
And he's losing his mind. But I had a situation yesterday. That's why I had to go to the bathroom right now. None of what you're saying makes sense.
It ties in. Bear with me for a minute.
I had a situation at home yesterday, so I have to go to take a shit right now.
I know, because what happened yesterday, it ties in, I'm telling you. I'm pissing, and I lowered my boxers. You know, I'm pissing.
That shocks me, because I used to think that when you piss, you keep your underwear on.
Nah, when I'm home, over, I free ball it.
Like, okay, like underwear under your ass cheeks.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's like a little kid at a urinal. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
His girlfriend walks in, she's like, I live with Ralph Wiggum.
Like he takes his underwear down, then the whole bathroom smells like shit, even if he just pissed.
She's like, did you take a shit? He's like, no.
Hold on.
Not today.
Hold on, bro.
Tomorrow at the studio.
I'm not done, bro. And as I'm pissing, I'm like, oh, I got a fart too. So I fart.
Oh, no.
But it was shit. It was shit.
So you just exploded in your bathroom?
It was shit.
I hope to God she didn't walk in at that moment.
No, she didn't. But hold on. It gets better. I shit, bro. But the thing is, you know, I got big ass cheeks, right? So I caught the turd with my ass cheeks and it squished, but some of it splooshed on my underwear. So I had to throw out that underwear. It's no good no more.
Bro, the guy wearing the underwear is no good no more.
Sam, bro.
But you got it on the floor too.
No, not even. I got lucky.
I bet. Yeah, you got
lucky. That sounds like a lucky story. That sounds like what someone who's very lucky.
I only shit myself, smushed it around my ass, and got it on my underwear. I'm a lucky guy.
How much you win at the casino? 20 G's. Bro, you think you're lucky? Bro, I shit myself yesterday.
None of it got on the floor,
bro. It's all my underwear. I'd throw up, bro. You want to talk about luck, bro? Oh, I shit myself while pissing at a urinal. That's luck.
Fuck.
Define lucky.
But one time I was just talking about the Korean barbecue.
Hold on. So I clean up. I throw my underwear in the thing. I wash it with a shower and in the tub. And then, but I'm like, I gotta throw this out. I can't keep it. So then I'm like running around the house and I'm the sound the duck makes because now my feet are wet.
There's just shit stains all over.
I'm running around the apartment. I'm getting rid of the evidence. I'm throwing out.
There's evidence all over the apartment, bro.
I'm throwing out my boxers.
And you're naked or you put your pants back on?
I'm naked, but I look like Winnie the Pooh.
Okay. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's on. The best time for his girlfriend to walk in.
So she's like, I think she was doing like office work.
Oh, she was there.
Yeah, she was there.
Oh, poor girl, bro.
She's on a Zoom call. He's running around
with a shitty underwear. And he's like this. Babe, I'm so lucky. Who's on the call? Guys, I'm so fucking lucky. You're not going to believe this story. Sit down.
Hold on. And she goes, what are you doing? I go, nothing. And she looks at me, she goes,
why are you naked?
She goes, she looks at me, she looks, she's I'm not wearing boxers or pants. She goes, did you shit yourself?
Oh, man.
I only had 2 euros.
I go, no. And I'm running away, and you all hear is, oh. Bro, it was so ridiculous.
And then she goes back on the Zoom call. What was that? I live with a retarded man. Recently shit himself.
The man I watch over just shit himself. I had to take care of it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, shit, bro.
Do you still have the retarded guy that yells that lives in your building?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's... His story is different. He's like, there's a retarded guy in my building that keeps shitting himself. That's amazing.
I was really hungover one day, and I met up with my buddy, and we smoked a joint, which at the time, weed like was stronger for me. Like I was younger, you know, it really loosened me up. It was good, made me feel better from the hangover. But then we're walking, and we passed the Korean barbecue, and as we passed the Korean barbecue, I farted and shit myself. So I
like how he said it so normally. Because, you know, when you pass by a Korean barbecue, you have to fart and shit yourself. You know the rules, right? You're playing by the rules, right? You're not out there going rogue and not shitting yourself, right?
Do like the Koreans do, you know? It was like a mix of like being hungover, then loosened, then like walking by something where I normally eat a lot. My body was like... So I'm wearing shorts, okay?
Oh, fuck me, man.
I literally had to go into the Korean barbecue. I walked through with shit in my pants.
You're wearing underwear.
I'm wearing underwear.
At least they caught it.
Yeah. I threw out the underwear Cleaned myself up, walked out, and yeah, it was. I went home. It was not a.
Like, so you're gonna order something, and you're like, I'm never eating here again.
You know what? You know what I didn't say after? I didn't say I was lucky. No,
it's not. You didn't go. You're like, bro, I'm so lucky. You're not gonna believe this, but I just shit my shorts.
There was a Korean barbecue right there. Where I could have cleaned my ass,
which is lucky. Yeah. Which is lucky.
Look, you gotta look at life through a positive lens, bro.
And I shit myself twice during the pandemic.
Twice. You're an adult man. You can't keep shitting yourself like multiple times a year. That's too much.
No. During the pandemic, I was really in a hole at one point, and I just farted out a ball of shit one morning.
Hold on. Like you were on your belly? Yeah. And it exploded. You were naked? Yeah. And it exploded out of your ass? Yeah. Okay, no joke.
It was like an Icelandic volcano, bro.
No joke. You live a lifestyle of the crack. You live the same way as a crackhead does.
At the time, bro, all I was doing was I was eating like 4 delivered meals a day and gambling 8 hours. I was gambling 8 hours, eating 4 delivered meals, cranking Red Bulls, and just smoking so much weed. And it was just one of those days where I probably ate like 3 meals back to back.
Garbage meals.
Oh, horrible, bro. And the other time, I don't remember the other time, to be honest with you. It wasn't as notable.
I bet not.
To be naked and fart,
oh.
It's horrible. But I do have to like say, an animal. It was very contained. I was lucky.
The worst is after you wash your ass with soap and you get those soap farts, that for some reason that smells worse.
I feel like you're
you throwing air in your asshole.
Yeah, you got to dry your ass.
He's queefing.
And isn't no,
you're in the
farts?
Shower. No, you're in the shower still.
And you're farting on purpose.
No, but you have to. Like you wash your ass with soap, but then you have to fart.
Why do you have to fart when, like, you could fart before?
No, but it hit me at that moment, bro.
That's what I'm saying, because you're lucky.
I
got the bubble farts, guys.
It's like he's like pumping his ass when he fucking soaps it up. You know what I mean? When he's getting like the suction and pop, 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 pop.
Poseidon on a dating show. My name is Poseidon. I love gyros, ass play, and luckily shitting my pants. Very lucky.
What is your pet peeve? Fucking soap farts. Yeah.
I don't know what that means. You will.
You're not going to like them either.
I'm going to give you saliva farts. Poseidon on a dating show could be fun.
It would be incredible. We got to get him and Sebastian on Big Brother.
Burgo?
Yeah.
Poseidon's going to be impossible.
Why? I'm going to lose also, right?
No, it's going to be impossible because we were trying to get Sebastian Burgo, and Sebastian Burgo has like a bigger following, let's say, and they said he's not famous enough.
Oh, they rejected?
Yeah.
Fuck so,
but we're
going
to try to get him for next year.
Okay, sick.
For this year, they said he was not famous enough, so Poseidon's going to be even harder because no one, like Quebec, like it's like what art does he do? Like so it's going to be impossible.
I'm an actor.
Yeah, but you're not actually, they don't see you in anything.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean, it's fame-wise. Because they need you to have some kind of notoriety.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
But it kind of, look, it makes sense, but for Burgo, it kind of pissed me off because we have mounting evidence that he's going to be very entertaining in a series like that.
Of course.
He's going to cause trouble. It's going to be a lot of fun for everyone watching. So I feel like they dropped the ball, but I think they're going to get him next year because who's left, bro? All the celebrities that, like, Eddie King, Erica just did it. Like, who else is left?
You?
I don't want... I said I'm never going to do it.
Why?
It's not for me. I'd look bad.
Why?
I'd fucking kill someone. The same reason why he can't do it.
Okay, you would, like... You would not, like... Remain calm. You would, like,
bro,
get angry.
Bro, some dork is going to be like, we finished the challenges. We voted. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, you retard. Yeah, yeah.
No. You getting voted off, getting mad would be hilarious. You're all fucking idiots,
you
right?
For me? You realize this last 7 weeks... You're going to come out of this house.
You're outside.
I'm
going
to see you. Yeah. Or the funniest thing is a cut to me when they're voting, and it's just me like this. Like.
But I know you would be very good at convincing people to vote for other people.
Oh, for sure.
You would be so good, bro.
But like, stick with me, bro. The point is me, you, and them, we're going to stay the longest. So we'll make the money. And
Big Brother, I watched as a kid. I watched every season as a kid from like season like 5 or 6 until...
But
like,
I can't leave everything for 2 months, bro. It'll be too much.
It's full 2 months? You're in the house.
Yeah, if you want to win.
Yeah, fuck. Okay, I guess. And then it's celebrity, so the money has to go to charity.
No, you get paid 7 Gs a week, and then there's... You could, if you win, you give money to a charity that you like.
Okay, that's pretty fucking cool.
What I would do if I would... I would never do it, but if I would, my charity would be Chez Doris. the okay. battered women's shelter.
Nice.
Yeah. And
can I start a charity and then that charity, the only beneficiary is me and I donate it to that charity?
Not anymore because you just said it publicly.
He really could have too. Yeah. It was on the table. It was so easy to do. He could have even like made it something about like fat men who shit themselves. Yeah,
but
like,
it ends up just being specifically him. Yeah. In his bag. He could have actually gone away with it, but instead he's just so lucky. But yeah, I think for me, I don't think it's good for, I don't know, I could be wrong, but I don't see it in my career. For my career, I think it would be a negative. I don't think it would be positive. The only positive is you're making money each week.
I guess.
But the negative, I don't know, because I'm not going to be able to showcase my talents.
That's fair.
I'm just going to be there bullying people.
Well, no, that's it. You'd crank out fucking riffs, you know, it'd be funny. Anyways, whatever, fuck.
Yeah, I don't think it's for me.
Whatever, not for nothing. Yeah, we don't need you going and taking away another spot from Sebastian Borgo.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean? They're gonna get him on eventually.
I like lobbying for him to be on instead.
Yeah, that's fair.
The show that I wanted to do was LOL.
Yeah, LOL.
Because LOL is like 2 days, 3 days.
Okay. That looks nice. Like a lot of fun.
And one of the things is that you have to make other people laugh without talking, all that, you can't talk. So me with my straight face doing crazy shit.
Yeah. No, yeah, I watched a bit of the English one. I tried watching the French one. I did not understand.
You know what one of my tricks would be? Poseidon, look at me.
Yeah.
Straight face. I don't make any, and I make everyone watch, and I put on like actual videos of people suffering in the Holocaust. See, everyone's gonna start losing their mind, and I'm just straight faced. Fucking win right there instantly.
You start playing the pianist.
yeah, just straight faced the whole time, and they're like, "This is because you." They're not gonna laugh because it's funny. They're gonna laugh because it's so crazy that there's fucking Holocaust videos playing. But then I win. Oh, I would do yes. crazy shit.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
But also, like, how are you going to get Holocaust footage if the Holocaust never happened?
Oh, bro, I have my own.
The way he stopped you in your tracks. That's funny.
That's what I do. So I've been having fun my hour.
Yes.
Yeah, going out and about. We're having fun. Dude.
Exciting.
The Late Show, the Secret Show. So people are like, why is it called the Secret Show? It's because it used to, when we first started, it wasn't even on the third floor website. So it's a secret show that you had to know about to go there, and I would advertise it. And you don't know what's going to happen. Every week is different because it's not just material. It's also kind of a live podcast talking thing. And so it's a lot of fun. Everyone who comes loves it.
It's literally, we have not had one person not like it. It's actually electric.
It's insane, though, what we do.
Am I swinging by Friday?
Oh, it's great. Well, we have a roast battle. You should.
Oh, also, yeah. What we got to do is now on a Thursday, open mic live, we got to do intellectuals crossover. You, Guido,
sorry,
all of you guys got to come by on a Thursday for a crossover episode of open mic live and intellectuals. That's what
if
I want.
If the intellectuals
so
still happening, Poseidon's negotiating now to see if he's going to keep doing it. He might True. Cancel it.
Well, maybe a new co-host, you know?
Maybe. If, yeah. Maybe Guido gets replaced with two options that you said and yeah. Adam. Maybe we'll do that. Yeah. We'll see. But we'll it's a good idea. We could probably come by.
Sick. Because open mic live too. Also, like same vibe as Secret Show, just not a secret. Secret Show is like electric. It's
its own thing.
Another level. Yeah. You know, Secret Show is like the most fun I have in the week. You know what I mean? Like doing stand up is so much fun, but like you're still working, you're doing shit. You know, Secret Show, it's finally just like, just fun. Even like. You know, I do the hosting. I go out and I do the open. Hosting shows sometimes when you open, you're working. You got to do certain shit, bro. Everyone in the crowd, the vibe there. It's just so good. It's just, yeah.
Get you don't have to sell it to me. I love it.
I'm talking to them, bro.
They don't want to hear your nonsense. They
you know,
what?
Fucking Secret Show, it's okay.
No, go. We got so many shows in the week. You catch all of us. Like, if you're in Montreal, I have to start booking my English dates out of because Quebec is sucking me in. I'm doing so much French. I have so much fun. I don't want to neglect my English hour because I want it to be tight also. Because now the French one's getting really tight.
Yeah. No, I'm sure. You're cranking it. It's for sure. I'm doing some French on Monday. I'm excited.
You're going to have fun?
Yeah.
At the open mic?
Yeah.
I might swing by.
Fuck yeah.
I've got something I want to test anyway.
I love it. And I got like, I find that it's a good exercise for me doing it in French because in English, I'm very confident in my ability to like piece my shit together in my head. But in French, I really need to think it out.
Yep.
So I work on my bits at a different level than I would normally.
Exactly. Same thing. That's why a lot of my bits become strong in French sometimes, and then I'll migrate them over.
Exactly. And certain flows or whatever, I'll realize something that I just think is a throwaway line is an actual punchline or tag, you know?
Yeah. I like your style.
Yeah.
Poseidon.
Si.
I don't know if you saw these other videos coming out of the internet. You heard of the internet?
I have, yes.
You heard of Twitter?
I have, yes.
You heard what's been happening with Elon the Musk?
No.
What's going on with Elon?
Elon's complaining about everything. He's very mad at everyone.
Why?
Because people are mad at him.
He's mad at the immigrants.
He's mad at the immigrants. He's been mad at the United States for allowing a lot of immigrants. I looked into it, and he's correct. It's fucking crazy what's happening in the States.
No, it's insane.
It's insane. We're having similar stuff happen in Canada slowly.
Yep. Yeah, 100%. Well, what did we, this year, actually, 2023, didn't we bring in 500,000 migrants?
That's what they said, yeah.
There was something like, I saw, I like how he's liking and retweeting.
This guy, right now he's in his office.
So apparently people, what they're doing is they're getting fake passports for like Sweden or some shit. They're getting into the country, and then when they get here, they're like, actually, I'm an immigrant from this country. You have to take me in as a refugee.
Yeah.
So they get taken in as a refugee, and then they're like, now they get to make their identity here, and they get, like, fake IDs and shit, and then they make a bunch of bank accounts that aren't connected to anybody, and they, you know.
Fraud. Yeah, no, I've been saying, it's crazy. They're these fucking, but George Soros.
But yeah, look at this guy.
George Soros really destroying the Western world, bro. He knows what he's doing. Oh, he's making his money. 35 G's, 40 G's. Good for him. Scroll down. Dr. Phil went in on The View. That was amazing. You want to click on that?
Yeah, that was pretty good, Dr. Phil.
Let me put it up for people. Yeah.
These hens that just talk out of their
phone
ass.
Numbers and addresses. To the head of all the border guards down there, the head of the union. I ask him straight up, kids are coming over the border with numbers written on them, phone numbers and addresses. Mm-hmm. Do we check those out? He said, well, we call them. Is it possible that we're sending them into known prostitution rings or sweatshops? He said, it's not possible. It is absolute. We are using American tax dollars to ship children into known prostitution and sweatshops.
Some children.
Well, the lucky
who
ones.
Who knows?
Okay.
We don't know. I said, are you?
Who knows?
So what kind of checking do they do? So
They call the number and say, do you know about this child? They say, yes. Will you receive them when they come? Yes. I said, is it possible that that's a prostitution ring? He said, we know enough to know that it
usually is.
A number of cases, it has turned out to be absolute sex ring. It has turned out to be an absolute sweatshop. I said, how is this possible?
Well, what do they
and he
do
said, then? It is happening.
What do they do then if they know that that's happening? Where is the U.S. It? Attorney's office? Where is the...
But that's the thing. Here's the problem that I have with these people that, like, you see the women there, normally they're for this, okay? Until you have someone that comes and says, listen, guys, this needs to be checked. You think you're being nice because you're like, I'm closing my eyes and people come through the border and it's all... You're letting in criminals. You're letting in kids that come in with no one that they're being, in order to pay off their debt, they're going into slavery or these fucking sweatshops. And you ignore it because your friends don't know about it. So you hear about it, you're like, I'm just going to ignore it. You're not actually helping. You're ruining your country and you're ruining these kids' lives, ruining these people's. You're ruining everything around you just so you can go on Twitter or on Instagram and be like, I'm such a good person. I allow everyone. Borders are a made up thing.
Yeah.
You need checks and balances. Because none of these people would ever do this in their own house. That's why all the people that say borders shouldn't exist, I say, okay, open your door. You have no locks on your door. Anyone's allowed to come in and take whatever they want. They always, no. Okay, so shut the fuck up. That's how the country is too. You need to have checks and balances.
Yeah.
Crazy episode.
Here's the question.
I didn't see this clip. I saw the other clip.
About COVID?
We're coming back.
That basically, during the...
Oh, the COVID thing, dude, he fucking smacked Whoopi Goldberg across the face, Dr. Phil.
Well, it was just that they basically, like, because kids couldn't go to school and they couldn't be in, like, programs anymore that were, like, keeping them safe, they were just, like, sent back. And if their parents were, like, abusive,
they were getting
like,
molested.
Physically or sexually, they were still forced to just go back to them. And it is a crazy idea that, like...
No, these are statistics.
Had 2 years with their kids to free do whatever reign. They had to do.
And he go, we took away the support system, and then he tells them, bro, this is the best. He goes, when we found out that we did all those measures and we forced them to, they were the ones that were not at risk. And we put, and then she goes, no, but are you saying that, this is what I hate about people playing with words. Are you saying that nobody died because of COVID?
Yeah.
And then I love how he was calm. He goes, no, what I'm saying is they were the group that was not at risk. They were the ones that weren't dying of it.
Yeah.
And you ruined their lives and you set them back.
It's, no, it's not, crazy. It's insane. I didn't even think about that. Like, I didn't even realize that was like, but there are, there's so many programs where kids are like kept to be safe and
safe, quote unquote. They treated these, they blocked these kids from going to school wearing these stupid masks when they were the demographic that was the least at risk of dying. Yeah. They treated them like that and they didn't do the same thing with the old folks home. The old folks home, they killed, eradicated. Yeah. It's crazy.
But you know what's crazy? I remember back when this was happening, they were saying like, oh no, but these, the kids are the safest group, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, okay, why all this shit? You were asking. Oh, because then they can meet somebody. Somebody can have a grandparent at home or like somebody.
You mean the grandparents that you guys actively killed?
Yeah. There you go.
It doesn't. Yeah, all the logic doesn't make sense. And then the Pfizer, the Bourlesque, the Greekster, the head of Pfizer, bro, people are destroying him on Twitter. Because they're taking out old tweets because he was like, I never said that it was 100% effective and it'll stop the spread. Nah, nah, nah. And then his tweets are still up there. So they're just taking his tweets. They go, bro, are you fucking with, like, is everyone trying to gaslight us?
That's what they all do. It's crazy. And the thing is if you lie, 70% of people are just going to believe your lie.
That's what's happening. People just nod their head.
Nobody's going to go see those posts where you said something contradictory.
Yeah. Well, I'll say, no, you know, cares. That never happened. And they're like, yeah, it did.
And also, like, I realized something that, like, I always look at, like, these issues, and I'm like, why does everyone get so upset? And why does everyone, because, like, we're not going to be able to change anything. And I understand that if enough people get upset, like, things will change.
But this is stuff that you have to get upset because this is huge. This is, for real, don't, if you look at it and the microcosm, people are like, I didn't lose my job. I work from home now, whatever, because you're looking at it just your life. Millions of people were affected. We're talking about deaths around the world. People died, bro. Suicides.
Yeah.
People lost their businesses. Families got broken. Kids were molested. All kinds of horrible. The economy. The reason why groceries are unaffordable right now. All this shit, bro, happened during this whole fucking time. So you should be pissed off that they actively lied. They omitted facts. They cleverly changed things that would benefit them to strip away your... It's very bad what happened. It's very bad, and we have to admit that it's fucked up.
Well, and it's also like, I really hope that, like, I'm alive long enough to hear the truth of, like, what they were trying to do. You know what I mean?
Well, look, I don't think there's, because that's another thing, is I don't think it's what, I don't think it's like a nefarious, they all got together, like, it's fucked up. I think it's incompetence. I think what happened was.
But wasn't there, like, Bill Gates was doing all kinds of shit that lined up with the pandemic happening?
Yes, but there's no proof. Because he does have a weird vision and he wants to depopulate. Yes, but there's no proof that he dictates. Like, there's no proof that they know what he's trying to do, even though he says it publicly. There's no proof, for example, that Trudeau is like, oh, I'm with you, Bill. Well, let's kill. No. However, the stupid thing is these people listen to Bill Gates like he's a scientist. Bill Gates is a dork who doesn't even know how to run computers. He stole his shit from other. He stole from Steve Jobs, stole from all kinds of people. But they treat him like he's some kind of scientist or climate expert. So he says something like, we need, Microsoft needs to own most of this farmland or whatever the fuck. And they just agree with him. Like, that makes sense. If we don't reduce the population, they're like, it's fucking Bill Gates. He's a billionaire. He knows what he's talking about. And they're not doing it for evil reasons. Like, Trudeau is not like, I'm going to kill half the, I'm going to destroy the country. Trudeau, they're telling him, you need, in order to grow the population, you need to bring in 500,000 immigrants per year. That's what, like, the World Economic Forum is telling him, this and that. Now, the people running that, they know what they're doing. They know that this is going to destroy the country.
Yeah.
Trudeau doesn't. Trudeau's like, that's what they're telling me. He didn't, he's so smart, this guy. I'm going to do that. Even though people around him are telling him this is economically not sound, our economy cannot sustain it. We don't have the housing. He's like, no, but they're telling me this is good, so I'm going to repeat it. It's good. They're just not doing common. It's incompetence.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't think it comes. I don't think they meet up with hoodies and they go, let's fuck everything up. But I think they're so incompetent because they listen. Like the Nazis, bro. A lot of Nazis, but at the time, if you look at it, like interviews after and all that, dude. A lot of people were like, I even knew early on that this was fucked up, but I was just okay. It's the order. Like this is. They're saying this is how we're going to get. Back on top of this, and they were just going with it. That's how people are. People are fucking stupid. And then until you smack him and wake him up, you're like, this was dumb. What are you fucking doing? Like, you're right. They like to go with the group. Like, same thing now. There's stats on everything we're saying. Like, Dr. Phil, people are mad at Dr. Phil for saying this. He's like, I'm using evidence. This is what really happened. You're getting emotional.
Yeah.
You're like, that's not true. We have the evidence. This is true. I don't want to, but it's not true. Like, okay, but your argument is emotional. It's not based on any fact. And that's what's happening. And it's been happening. I noticed it during COVID. People would argue shit that wasn't true. Yeah. And they would, I remember Rogan, the horse space thing. One of my friends, she was fucking crying and screaming. She's like, "People, you don't understand what I'm going. People are asking for a horse medication. It's not fucking horse medication." You know, yes, it is. He took horse medication. Yes, it is, because CNN said something that won the Nobel fucking prize that has been used billions of times for fucking years. They just said, let's label it this. So hydroxychloroquine, remember that? Yeah. So the presidents, the prime ministers, them, they're all allowed to do that. And the monoclonal antibody treatments, they all did it. Celebrities are paying for it. All the upper class, quote unquote, was allowed to have it. They're all doing animal stuff. Fucking Boris Johnson, they all do this shit to heal themselves at the time. But if you try to do it, you're a lunatic. Yeah. It's insane. And people were agreeing with it. They're like, that's fine. The upper class should be, the upper class, I'm not going to question. They should be safe. I should die. Why was Trump allowed to do that stuff? He's on with his diet. Remember after when he got COVID?
No, of course.
It should have fucking killed him. He does all that shit, but I'm not allowed to take it if I need to say. Why is he allowed to save himself? Anyway, people are fucking idiots.
Well, it's also just like, it's crazy what the flip was. Like, I had COVID in February 2020.
Still didn't get it.
They refused to give me a test. I went to the hospital. It was the sickest I've ever been with just like being sick. And forget like I've cut open my spleen
before.
You know? Right before, bro.
Oh, shit.
They refused to give me a test. I was like, but guys, I have COVID. They're like, did you go to China? I was like, no. They're like, you can't have COVID if you've never been to China.
Like, that was 1 month before we locked down.
Yeah.
The hospitals, when everything, if you die from anything, but you had COVID, they would say that it was a COVID death.
Yeah.
That, at the time, was a conspiracy. Now we know that was happening, and they were getting
literal,
money.
There were literal, like, gun killings where people had COVID and they still called it COVID.
Which is crazy because they were getting money for every COVID patient they had, so it was in their interest. Yeah. So all this shit we should be ashamed of. Anyways, I'm not going to say his name, you're my buddy, the radiologist?
Yeah.
He was one of the early people who told me we're 100% doing it. He goes, not just that, we're hoping, not him himself. He goes, the hospital, there's this one old guy. He goes, we've been testing him. We're like fucking crazy because everyone else got COVID on his floor and he's not getting it. And he goes, and we're every day we're like he better fucking have it. He better, just because they want to note it down as COVID.
For sure.
It's crazy shit.
I remember there was a guy that died from a motorcycle accident and they labeled it as COVID.
And people lost their minds.
No, it's crazy, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so all that shit was crazy. And whether you want to admit it or not, that's the truth of what happened. So if you want to lie to yourself and be like, conspiracy and this and that, it doesn't help. The truth helps. You lying isn't going to change the past. That's what happened. We went through years of psychotic breakdown because we panicked so much and everyone overreacted. Remember the masks and the in stores, you can only buy certain things off shelves.
Was crazy.
Stuff that doesn't make sense. You could actively say right now as an adult person, this does not make any fucking sense.
But then like stealing, well, and I know it's not in Canada, but like they don't really, like, they're not that like big on it in Canada, but like in the States, they made stealing legal.
Legal.
Not
illegal. The limits of what,
decriminalized. So it's like you'd go to a store that's like, you can't buy underwear, but you can steal them.
It's just crazy shit, bro. It's so dumb. So we have to admit when we're being stupid so we can move forward, but people don't want to admit that they were acting like idiots.
Yep. I remember, man, I would go to fucking Rockland Shopping Center and I would almost get into fist fights with the security guards because I wasn't walking in the proper direction. And then I remember I would ask them, I go, so hold on, I have a question. Let's say I have to go to that shoe store over there.
Yeah.
Are you telling me I have to go all the way down to one end of the mall and then come back around? Yeah. I looked at him, I go, fuck yourself.
Never going to happen.
That's never going to fucking happen. I'm going to cut through. You think I'm some kind of idiot? What is this? Does this work? I got into huge arguments.
And then now Fauci, 2 months ago when he was pressed on it, he says, I don't know if people got that. The two meters and the what's it called? The masks. We never said that doesn't work. Why were they doing that? It's like, what? You're one of the fucking guys who said to do that.
I'm boycotting places because of all that shit.
Where are you boycotting?
La Belle Provence, specifically the one in Marché Central.
What happened? I didn't even know there was a La Belle at Marché. Oh, there is a La Belle at Marché. Yeah. What am I saying?
So what happened was my mask fell outside in the mud.
Okay.
And I walked in. I'm like, yo, my mask fell. Do you guys have an extra one like that I could take? It fell in the mud. I don't have another one. And the guy hands me a mask. I'm like, okay, cool. Lets me order, right? And then I order, and he adds miscellaneous $1. I go, what's the miscellaneous? He goes, it's the mask. But I had already paid. I go, what?
He gave you something.
Sketchy, but it's not worth boycotting.
It's not worth boycotting because he did give you something.
Go get a fucking Steamy, bro. Hold on.
I was there, bro. I was there, and the way he fucking did it. And
so you mean
he gave fucking attitude to it's the mask.
So you mean the reason why you're mad is if he told you I have one, it's cost a buck.
No, he
you
never told me.
That's what I'm saying. If he said that, you would have been okay with it.
Yes.
Okay, so the problem is that he tried to sneakily do it.
Exactly.
Okay, like, I don't know if it's boycott worthy.
The thing is he doesn't even make that dollar. Like, yeah. He doesn't own the Bel Parmesan, so exactly. He's just doing his job.
But it was the way that he did it, and he had this fucking dumb smirk on his face after that. I wanted a fucking smack. And then
I do have to say, though, I worked in the service industry during the pandemic, and there are rules that the government is forcing you to do that you have to do, right? It's not our choice.
Which didn't make any sense.
It didn't make sense, but it's still, we're going to get fined if we don't do
it. Okay, but this is what I'm saying.
And the way that customers were,
this is so
that they're the rules, it was horrible because we're just trying not to get fined.
I know, but this is where we go down the line. This is, remember when they were making the comparisons, Nazis and this and that? I was one of the people who was saying, okay, don't compare Nazis, fucking stupid. But at the same time, I see this and I go, God damn it, I see the parallel because we have the same excuse. I was just fucking following orders. But you knew it doesn't make any fucking sense.
But to the point where, bro, the
cops,
eclipse,
it's not
eclipse,
even you.
The Eclipse, the cops,
okay? They're the worst. No, you know why? Because if they don't have to enforce nonsense,
yes.
Who else is going to tell them? No one's going to know they're there. The fact that they were doing it, the fact that, remember that when it first, the curfews, I remember the time, bro. Do you remember in the news the fucking poor nurse?
Oh, yeah.
She's in her scrubs, bro, going to work. She has to go earlier to work. She works in the morning at the hospital. Bro, they fine her because she was out past curfew going to work. She's like, I'm going to work. This is what time we start.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? I have to take this bus to be... I have no other choice. They're like, you know the law. You're not supposed to be... before the curfew ends, you're not allowed to be out. And it was the news here. It was a whole big thing because people are like, well, it doesn't make... The dogs are walking their dogs. It made this whole fucking... Yeah. Like, the cop, common sense, he's a nurse. He could have asked, like, what's up? Where are you going? Whatever. She's like, I'm going to work. It should have ended right there.
For sure.
To give her a... It's my job. You're out. I can't make the distinction. So then you shouldn't have a gun if you can't make that distinction.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so when things first reopened, you were only allowed to open outdoors. You weren't allowed to open indoors. So that's what we did at Stogie's and London Pub. We opened outdoors and we have the terrace and the balcony, whatever. And the owners are sitting at the bar because it's their bar. They're not customers.
Yeah.
I'm bartending. Eclipse comes in, which is the police that's there for organized crime.
Yeah.
Okay? They're established to get gangsters.
Yeah, it's organized crime unit.
Yeah.
They come in and they look at the three owners of the bar sitting at the bar. They go, what do you guys think you're doing here? And they go, we're sitting. It's our bar. And they go, all three of you? Really? They're questioning them as if it's like a conspiracy and they're planning a murder on someone. They made them bring the business license out and all show their IDs to prove that they own the bar or they were going to find them.
Do you realize, guys, this is not reasonable. That's none of insane. This was reasonable. And if you go with it, you're a fucking idiot. So don't complain later.
Well, yeah, but it's more exactly. The police in that situation, they should know. But it's like businesses, we're going to get fined. They were already lost so much money from being like locked down. It's not worth, you know, we just want to be open. We just want to run. Dude, if people need to wear masks, we needed to serve people food. So every single person that came in, no matter what, they had to buy food. How pointless is it that somebody needs to buy food, even if they're just buying it to throw it out?
Yeah.
We had cheap shit that they could just buy and not eat. You know, some pretzels. People were happy to eat it, you know, whatever. Yeah. But most people, they just bought it, it would sit there, and we would throw it out.
Yeah, just waste food.
Just waste food for what?
Yeah. No, it was very, I'm telling you, dude, it's so stupid. We have to admit, oh, we fucked up. Whoever knowingly did shit like that, like force people when they knew what, like Fauci, who doesn't admit it, the curfew stuff, they should face the consequences. They should face the consequences. So right now,
they're never going to.
Even in Australia, which is a lunatic country, even in Australia, I think the Supreme Court just said that the shit they were doing was unlawful. Mm. It was against people's human rights. Australia was intense. They started saying that forcing the ambulance workers and the police to get the shot, all that, was against their human rights. They weren't allowed to do it. Even if you guys remember at the time, I argued this. I go, this is against people's human rights to force them because you're coercing them. You're sending them and you're going online and you're going press conferences saying they're animals, they're misogynist, whatever. If they don't want to get the vaccine, they shouldn't be on planes. Remember when he fucking said that? You don't want an unvaccinated guy next to you on an airplane or a train. Trudeau fucking said this. He had a press conference. So all that shit that's against, that's insane. People were fighting me. Yeah. Like, you don't know the fact you're talking about. No. Of course, it's completely insane that we force people to do that shit.
Dude, when I was watching The Pianist, everything that happened in the beginning of that movie, I was like, ooh, pandemic. I made and I finally understood why people kept saying, like, this is like the Gestapo. This is like the fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah. There was literally a show that came out right at the beginning of the pandemic. So it was made before it was a thing that literally described the organization of the pandemic. It was crazy. It's with Cusack and Dwight from The Office.
I like
it's
Dwight.
Called like Utopia or something. Like
any good?
Really good, and it's crazy to the point where they come out with the vaccines that are bad for people and shit. It's crazy. Look up Utopia Cusack.
Oh, what about Cusack. Now the adverse effects? I think the Canadian government has already paid $26 million.
On Amazon.
There was one season on Amazon. It came out 2020, one, eh? So it was made before 2020.
By the way, remember how they said there's no adverse effects and it's all rumors? Just the Canadian government alone, last I checked, they had already paid out $26 million in damages. So, yeah, it's all, dude. They don't know what they're doing.
Oh, my God. There's a woman who had a case, a disability case, where she was going to, like, she was suing because she was disabled and, like, not treated properly for $800,000. And she was going to win the case. And then it got thrown out because there was a video of her doing tree tossing.
Yeah. Oh, I did see this. I tweeted it. Mom loses $800,000 disability case after photos of her winning tree tossing competition. Look, can I say something? If you're claiming to be disabled, there are plenty of other competitions you could enter that are less flagrant than tossing a fucking tree, bro.
She could have done like pie eating.
Pie eating.
2018.
Bro. Malaga.
She won.
Tree tossing. like that's you're asking for it.
I want to see the video though. I want to see how far she can throw a tree.
I mean that picture is pretty fucking sick.
I mean,
what's her name?
I don't know. Tosser.
Tree throwing contest. A woman in Ireland.
Ireland. Oh. A woman that. In Ireland. Well, I be from Ireland, man.
What's her name? After that, Grabska. That's her name, Grabska.
That's her last name.
Grabska tree, bro.
Hold on. I want to find this video, though. I'm curious to see how well she threw trees.
How to use and have 86% in 24 hours.
I want to see her throwing. Fuck, there's only pictures of her throwing trees.
Yeah.
Well, it's official court evidence now. It can't be releasing
it.
No, I'm just kidding.
But it actually makes sense, though.
No, just no one was taking a video. They just had trees. Like, no,
it's
no one knew.
It's a personal video.
No,
it wasn't online.
No, because they said they had footage.
No, it was like someone had like a personal video. Because the thing
is
like,
somebody snitched.
No, so like, let's say like it's something that's like on her phone even, I think. And for some, like for whatever reason, it gets like submitted in court. It all has to be shown to everyone. So the whatever, the defense probably like saw it and they were like, look at this bitch throwing a tree. Well, she's not fucking disabled. She threw a fucking tree.
But she could have been throwing a tree back then and she's disabled now.
Yeah, but I think she said she was disabled when she threw the tree and you can't. You
know. I will say one thing. Given everything that happened, she is retarded. So Josh Shapiro, links are in the description. Thank you all.
Fuck yeah. Ciao, bye.
Cause we can't trust ourselves. Critically ashamed in all our fame. We'll make a murder, murder, murder saying, yeah, this is the American dream. You're gonna have to fight if you wanna believe. Just see it all away.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.